See, if you remember Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, a few years ago, maybe over a decade ago, he said that the Zionist regime of Israel is weaker than a spider's web. It's a verse of Quran that he used in this context publicly. And at that time, I remember like many analysts, even like Muslims, even like, you know, some of the Shias and the followers of Ahlul Bayt, they're like, well, it's a little, you know,
far-fetched.
Yeah, you
it's
just
not a spider's web.
Yeah, it's like
fortress.
Yeah, it's like very strong. And look at those intelligence agencies testifying for the strength of Israel's intelligence capabilities. And that country is giving this statement. That head of state is giving this. People took that statement, some people, with a pinch of salt. Let's be honest. And it's unfortunate that sometimes this is what we see, that the people that we're supposed to trust, we don't trust them. We trust the mainstream media, and sometimes we trust people who don't even have a credible track record. These heads of states of different Western countries and so on and so forth, and the United Nations and so on and so forth, Security Council, they hold no credibility, so to speak. But unfortunately, in some cases, our mu'mineen, they trust them too, instead of trusting people like Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, about whom even the enemy says that the person doesn't lie. Similarly, if you look at Imam Khamenei, similarly, if you look at statements from Imam Khomeini, Ayatollah Sistani, you know, many amongst this camp of resistance, Abdul Malik al-Husi, Sayyid Hashim al-Haydri, these are the people we are supposed to start trusting. Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah informed us back then, some of us didn't buy into it. Today, the Palestinians prove it. It was just a hoax. Yes, they have this pounding the Gaza capability. They can drop bombs from the air, but they're in no position to defend themselves from the attacks of the Mujahideen, who are going to reclaim their own land back from these occupiers. They know this, right? The camp of resistance knows it. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the world is seeing it today. This is unrepairable damage that has been incurred to the Zionist regime and its grandeur, right, so to speak.